You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now we are very pleased to say we are currently joined on air with Ben from Retro Valley. How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, Charlotte. Hey, Hanzini. How are we doing?
We are doing pretty good on our end as well here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming and joining us on the show today. Yourself and your band, Retro Valley, just released the newest track, So Alone, today.
Yes. Very fresh. Very fresh. Came out at midnight today. So stoked with the release so far.
Yeah. How does it feel to have it out there to the public?
Oh my gosh, it's been like, we've been waiting months and months to drop this one, and we thought we'd drop it before winter ended, so
yeah.
Like a, you know, quite a, you know, wintry, cold, sad feeling kind of
song. Yeah.
But yeah, so stoked to finally have it out in people's ears at the moment.
Yeah, nice.
No, that's very exciting. So we were wondering if you could give us a bit of insight into the inspo behind the track.
Yeah, absolutely. So it kind of like, it was one of those real rare circumstances that only happen every so often with your band, where our guitarist Ethan and I, we were just bored one Sunday afternoon, we had nothing on, and we were just like, hell, let's meet up, let's just, you and me, let's meet up, you bring your gat, I'll bring my mic, we'll have a little fiddle, let's have a jam, see what comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we only fiddled around for like an hour and a half, and then the majority of the song just kind of came into place, like, for the most part.
Oh, cool.
And yeah,
very impulsive little track. Yeah.
Yeah, it just fell out of the sky. It was great.
That sounds like quite a nice way to do it, honestly. Like, not as stressful of a process, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
If it kind of just came naturally, which that's very, very cool.
You're right. If you could pick it to like be like that every time, you would, right?
Yeah. Yeah, nice, a creative process, I feel. Not as stressful. I mean, I don't make music, so I don't know, but that's my take on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I saw the last music you released was back in May, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, so was this one kind of recorded at the same time, or is this like completely different, set, fresh? Give us a little insight to the recording process for the track as well.
Yeah, no, sweet. So we record, this one's a bit of a newer one. We tend to hold on to songs for quite a while, most of the time before we release them, but this one was actually quite a quick release for us, as I think we actually recorded it in, I think May as well, as we were releasing Live For You, as well as a couple of other ones that, you know, no one knows about yet. But yeah, so it was quite fresh. And we've got our go-to guy who we record all of our music with, Scott Seabright.
Oh, cool.
He's made all the newest all the newest tunes that you guys have heard, including this one.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, always great seeing Scott. But yeah, this one was quite fresh. This one was quite a fresh one.
Yeah, it was nice to get it out
quite quick.
Super cool. So obviously you guys have released two songs this year so far. I think, was it Alive For You? That was the last one before this one.
Yeah, that's correct.
If I'm not mistaken. They both have a very specific sound about them. They're like very, sort of like very punky, kind of reminiscent of like Blink-182, All Time Low, you know, the whole like Warped Tour kind of vibes. So what are some of your influences when it comes to making these tracks, or like the newer ones that are coming out?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, we're very rock, like, we're all very rock inspired musicians in our own like right. Like, a few of us have been in like heavier bands, as well as like, you know, other projects that we've been in, and we kind of all just come together to mesh together this sound, which is very, very much like, you know, the early 2000s kind of feel.
Like reimagined,
I guess, for like modern day times. But like, yeah, I'd say, especially for me, for the most part, like a lot of that early 2000s kind of pop rock, kind of punk pop rock. That
yeah,
was just,
definitely.
Like, it really got me. You know, it's kind of what got me into all of it. And we wouldn't have any Retro Valley music.
No, that is far too relatable.
Yeah.
And because you just mentioned you were like more inspired by some of the heavier rock kind of music, and you've been in other bands as well with that kind of genre, but I know for Retro Valley there are a couple of earlier tracks that have a little bit more of an indie, softer feel. And I think it was the first track you released in 2019 isn't quite as punky as the more recent stuff you're putting out. How has Retro Valley evolved in your writing process and kind of finding that more punkier sound to play?
Oh, sorry, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. it's been quite a journey. Like you say, 2019, that was about 5 years ago now. It's been we've had such a big journey of evolution of our sound with the band. Starting off very indie rock inspired sounds, which we still try to keep in a lot of our newer stuff, but I think this kind of sound that we've got at the moment was just kind of in the spot that we're all sitting in at this point in time. We've all been kind of re-inspired again in recent times by all that kind of earlier stuff that we used to listen to a lot. But I can say to you guys now, even though there's not a lot of info out there at the moment, we will be dabbling back with some of our later releases this year into the softer, more funky kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Exciting,
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Very exciting. I feel it's quite cool to have a few different genres under the belt and being able to have that diversity in your music, which is very... very cool.
It keeps us interested, especially when we're in that creative writing process, because we dabble in all sorts of genres. And I just feel like there's so much that can be utilized from other genres as well to
definitely
lift and create just crazy hybrid amazing things,
for sure. And I feel like that's more the kind of better, in my opinion, the better stuff comes out when you mix kind of genres together sometimes, and it just creates this new, unique sound, which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we have to address the elephant in the room, which is that you guys are based in Hamilton. So what's the music scene like in Hamilton? Because we don't often hear bands coming out of there. So is it, what are the sounds like? Do you guys play in town? What's the go?
Yeah, so I'd say the band scene in Hamilton has, especially since 5 years ago, since we started, has grown just immensely, and it's so cool to see so many different genres as well coming out of it. I wouldn't say there's any genres dominating Hamilton, just because there's quite a lot of different artists, but a lot of bands we obviously play with obviously have that kind of either surfer rock tune to them or the alt kind of rock feel, an indie kind of rock feel to them. It's great. It's growing. The scene's growing.
That's good to hear.
There's music that gets played in town for some live shows weekend. This weekend we'll be opening for Rhys Mastin.
Awesome.
So that'll be great.
That'll be fun. No, that's cool to hear the insider scoop on the Hamilton music scene. Because, I feel like when you're in your own city, we're in Dunedin, it's very much Dunedin music scene orientated, and I don't know about much of the other, what's it like in other places. That is very cool. And so you mentioned you've got a show with Rhys Mastin coming up, and what else is coming up for Retro Valley? Any other shows, any new music on the horizon?
So we actually just finished a little tour with a big band from LA called Badflower and Varna from New Zealand. It's been a hectic week with that, and also kind of pacing ourselves so that we've got enough tank in the gas for Rhys Mastin this weekend.
Nice.
Besides this new release that we've got, I think after this we're going to be taking a small break,
To
focus on writing and maybe prepping some more tours for the future. So takes a bit of admin, takes a little bit of fiddling around for a little bit. So I think we're going to take a breather for a bit to just, start growing things in the background. And then you'll be seeing and hearing a bit more from us probably closer to summertime.
That is exciting. Really exciting stuff. So for all the listeners out there, keep an eye on Retro Valley and what's to come, because there is a lot, the future.
Lots of things cooking.
Yeah. Very exciting. Is there any final words you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Yeah, if you are sitting alone by yourself or you just feel like you're alone, then this next song is definitely for you.
Alrighty, shall we
get
right into it then and chuck on the newest song, So Alone, from Retro Valley. Thanks again so much, Ben, for joining us
today.
Thank you
for having me.
Cheers, in the booth. Here is Retro Valley. Keep it locked on the one and check them out because a lot coming up in the future, which is very exciting stuff.
Lady, I'm another victim of a bad dream. Talk about a simple little word. I scream, I find, I keep another kind of feeling. I don't want to be deceiving like the old days. Caught up in my habit like my old ways. Throw another burden on the ground. I swear my soul will be another.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.